Shalom, Australia. Turkey's parliament yesterday ratified a reconciliation deal with Israel, ending a six-year rift and paving the way for the restoration of full diplomatic ties. Under the terms of the reconciliation agreement, Israel will pay a lump sum of $20 million in compensation to the victims of the 2010 Mavi Marmara incident within 25 days. Individual Israeli nationals will not be held criminally or financially liable for the incident. The mending in relations with Israel raises the prospect of eventual cooperation to exploit natural gas reserves worth hundreds of billions of dollars under the Eastern Mediterranean. Israel and Turkey will re-establish full diplomatic and normalized relations, including the exchange of ambassadors. A Jewish Israeli man was shot and killed by a security guard on Friday morning at the Kotel. The security guard, a 25-year-old from northern Israel, is being held by police on suspicion of murder. Magen David Adom paramedics tried to resuscitate 46-year-old Doron Ben Shlush, whose name was revealed by police on Friday afternoon, but he succumbed to his wounds. Police detained the security guard for questioning on Friday morning, and his detention was extended later on Friday by 4 days until Tuesday. He has reserved the right to remain silent during questioning. Initial police reports indicate Ben Shlush stormed the security guards while screaming Allahu Akbar next to the public bathrooms at the Western Wall Plaza. They responded by firing several shots. Paramedics said they found the man unconscious and with no signs of life and found several bullet wounds on his body. Police are investigating the security guard's claim that the man also tried to pull something out of his pocket. The incident will have been videotaped by the many security cameras installed around the plaza. Clashes broke out briefly between Israeli police and Palestinian youths on the Temple Mount last Sunday as thousands of Jewish worshippers visited the Kotel below. The worshippers were marking Tisha B'Av, the Jewish day of mourning that commemorates the destruction of the temples that once stood atop the Temple Mount. The youths struck police officers and threw rocks at the security personnel in an attempt to prevent Jewish visitors from touring the mount. In an attempt to prevent an escalation of violence, police removed the Jewish visitors and closed the site earlier than planned. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman unveiled a new plan on Wednesday to punish Palestinians who support terrorism while making life easier for those who don't. Under the proposal, known as the stick, the strikes, and the carrots, Lieberman also intends to take some of the power away from Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, whom Israel has long accused of recalcitrance over the peace process. Villages in the West Bank from where attackers regularly emanate will face a series of consequences, which Lieberman referred to as the burden of security, including additional IDF presence in the area and increased enforcement of pre-existing laws. In contrast, he proposed allowing additional construction of an industrial park near Nablus, an economic corridor between Jericho and Jordan, along with some other general construction in the Palestinian cities that have not been the hometowns of perpetrators of violence. Ben-Gurion International Airport was in a state of emergency on Thursday night after a plane from El Al's low-cost UP airline en route to Kiev experienced a wheel malfunction with 182 people on board. Parts of one of the tires were found on the runway at Ben-Gurion, suggesting that the tire blew off during takeoff. The plane circled the airport for an hour and a half to burn off fuel before making an emergency landing. The plane landed safely. Shmuel Hauser, chairman of the Israeli Security Authority and the financial agency responsible for protecting investors, has vowed to urgently tackle massive worldwide fraud by Israel-based binary options companies, acknowledging that the global scam is causing devastating damage to Israel's international reputation. He said that he is recruiting all arms of law enforcement, will push for new legislation as needed, and has full political support to grapple with a flourishing fraudulent industry. Hausner said, "I see this on a personal level, not just as a regulator, but as an Israeli citizen and as someone who is disgusted by fraud and especially by the type of people who take money from the unfortunate, from orphans and widows." Renowned folk music composer and Israel Prize laureate Nachum Heyman passed away on Wednesday night at the age of 82. In his decades-long career, Heyman released 40 albums, composed over 1,000 songs, including the hits Kmo Tzemach Ba, Hosim, and Anshei HaGeshem. Heyman was born in Riga in 1934 and immigrated to Palestine with his family when he was 5. He grew up in Tel Aviv and nearby kibbutzim, Naan and Kfar Maccabi. During his army service, Heyman often put on music and dance productions and entertained soldiers in the Nachal Brigade with his accordion. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called him one of the greatest songwriters the State of Israel has had. President Reuven Rivlin said Heyman was a man who knew how to compose all our emotions. He composed the Israeli tune for earth, nature, the Israeli sun, to the storks, the sea, and the accordion that appeared to be created for him. A baby boy born in Afghanistan with multiple heart defects received life-saving surgery in Israel in a covert operation that traversed enemy borders and diplomatic lines. On hearing about the child on Facebook, Anna Musman, 69, a daughter of Holocaust survivors living in Israel, emailed Israeli charity Save a Child's Heart, saying, "I realize helping a child from a country with which Israel has no diplomatic relations is not easy, but perhaps possible. Thanks so much and Shabbat Shalom." Ultimately, Yechia was born to Holon's Gulfson Medical Center and was operated on in an 8-hour surgery. He is the first Afghan to have been treated by Save a Child's Heart, joining children from over 50 other countries who have been saved by the organization. China is opening the world's highest and longest glass-bottomed bridge this weekend, designed by Israeli architect Chaim Dotan. The bridge is 6 meters wide, 430 meters long, and hangs 300 meters high above a ravine in southern China's Hunan province. It has 99 huge three-layer glass panes through which visitors can glimpse the drop below. Authorities plan to hold fashion shows on the crossing and have built a platform for bungee jumpers. And finally, 20-year-old Ahmed Abu Ghosh, the Taekwondo fighter who won Jordan's first ever Olympic medal on Thursday, was born in the Israeli town of Abu Ghosh, and celebrations in Jordan were matched by those among his relatives in Israel. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.